In the majority opinion of McGirt v. Oklahoma, Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote, "Today we are asked whether the land these treaties promised remains an Indian reservation for purposes of federal criminal law. Because Congress has not said otherwise, we hold the government to its word." It's an historic ruling, one that has uplifted the thousands of tribal citizens in Oklahoma, but with Native nations sprinkled all throughout the United States, including territory of the Haudenosaunee in New York, what does it mean for their sovereignty? Mohawk radio host John Kane says it puts the states on notice.
In the absence of a legitimate transfer, and I don't mean just a claim, I mean, at this point, Congress can pass a law and try to reclassify lands, but if we aren't consenting to that, is it legitimate?
The Haudenosaunee Confederacy and the United States are signatories in the Canandaigua Treaty of 1794, which, among other things, secured over 1 million acres for Confederacy tribes, and one that has been increasingly ignored by the federal government over the years.
They make it very clear that they recognize that our land is ours, and that the United States will never claim the same, nor will they disturb us in the free use and enjoyment of that land. As per this Supreme Court ruling, the question is, has there ever been any legal change in that designation?
Several area tribes have had varying legal battles for land ownership, including the Senecas over Grand Island. Robert Adawi Porter, former Seneca Nation president and current lawyer with the Adawi Law, says those 18th century treaties with the Haudenosaunee, like Canandaigua, were ratified by Congress and should be enforced.
This ruling affirms that the reservation boundaries that were established by Congress through the treaties remains the defined boundary of the tribal lands, notwithstanding the fact that maybe those lands were illegally acquired by the state or non-Indian individuals.
Calls for comment from the current Seneca administration were not returned. The McGirt v. Oklahoma case arose over criminal jurisdiction, and the court ruling reflected that. But Porter says it means so much more.
Jurisdiction really is about your sovereignty, you know, and that's the term that we use to describe the assertion of governmental power within a geographic area. So the existence of the boundary is really a game changer in terms of recalibrating understanding of what governments have jurisdiction within that reservation.
While Kane believes the ruling is historic, he says the federal government is still steadfast in its tight leash view of sovereignty for tribes.
They haven't wavered at all in their view that they have control. I mean, even in as we go from a policy of extermination to removal to assimilation to termination and into self-determination, the federal government makes it clear that when they say self-determination, they don't mean the international standard, which is essentially tantamount to statehood. They mean internal self-determination.
One central New York nation, the Cayugas, have already publicly declared the McGirt case as a victory for their own claims to lands around Cayuga Lake. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.